Okay, today is Daf Chaf Dalid. No, today's Chaf Hey. Today is Daf Chaf Hey. We are on Chaf Dalid on the bottom, three lines in the bottom at the end of the line. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Okay? Today, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, B'chol Yom V'yom, every day, Bas Kol Yotzeis, a Bas Kol goes out, V'omeres, and says, Kol Ha'olam Kulo Nizon B'shvil Chanina B'ni, the whole world is supported because of Chanina, my son. Chanina, this is Chanina Ben Dosa. The Chanina B'ni and Chanina, my son, die, which is not for him, B'kav Charuvin, with a Kav of Bakta, right, Karab? Carabs, yeah. Me'erev Shabbos, La'erev Shabbos. Me'erev Shabbos, all he needs. He supports the whole world, that's all he needs. Have you regila the bitu, lemichma, tanura, kamali, the shabsa, vishadya, akitrasa? Rabbi Chanina's wife, they were very poor. They were so poor that she used to light in the oven, she used to light up nothing. She used to light up an empty oven. Why would she do that? Mishum kisufa, because she was embarrassed. She's embarrassed, there's nothing to eat. So it makes it look like it's busy over there in that kitchen. The smoke is coming out of the chimney, made it look busy. She had some wicked neighbor. Right? Everyone has one of those. Amra, Michdi, Yadana the less lahuvalo midi. I know she doesn't have anything in there to eat. So my cool eye, what's she so busy with the oven? So Azla, Vitarfa Baba, she goes, she knocks on the door. Ichzipa, she's embarrassed, the wife, Rabbi Chanina's wife. The Ayla Le Induruna. She goes to some back room. It's Avid Lanisa, Nath happens. The Chazia, the neighbor sees, the tanura, the oven, mole lach was full of bread. The agana, mole lisha, and all the bowls on the kitchen counter are all full of dough, and everything's full. Amrula, planitza, says miss. She's talking to the wife of Rabbi Chanina. I see masa de kacharich lachma. You need to get the bread out. You need to get that what's that called? That shovel to get the bread out. You know, some take out the next line. Amrullah af ana lahachi aili. Some take out that line because it doesn't really fit here. Tana af hi lahavi marda nichnasa. She also went. So difficult gemara here. She went in to get the stick, to get the shovel. Nation mulamedes benisim because she was used to nisim. So she knew nisim can happen. She got that shovel. Okay. Amrle the bitsu ad emas nezel benitzdar kulahai. She says to her husband, so how long are we going to suffer like this? With nothing to eat. How long can that go on? The wife says to the husband. Right, the neighbor's gone already. Amalei, my neb, what do you want me to do? What can I do? So she said, Boy Rachame, the deceiver lach me. David, Hashem should give you something. Boy Rachame, she davened. He davened. Yotitza kimin pizzas yad. A hand comes down. Viavinu lechad kare de petura de dava. And gives them one leg of a table. That gold, a golden leg of a table. Chazei Bechelma, she sees in a dream, he sees in a dream, Asidi, that in the future, Tzadike de'achli aporta de'dava, de'isplay tlas kari. That in the future, the Tzadikim in Olam Abba are sitting at a table with three legs. The at ochelas aporta de'trei kari, and now we're sitting at a table with two legs. Thank you. I'm not sure what that means exactly.
Why don't they have a three leg?
They have a three leg because the fourth leg is by him.
No,
you start with a three.
Yeah,
oh, so they have, why do they have two? Because it's broken.
No, they gave him one.
They gave him one. So why does he have two legs?
It's missing
one.
It's missing one. Four. Start with three. Yes, two. Because he has one.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Started with three. Now they gave him one.
What's a two-legged table? There's no such thing. It doesn't work.
It's missing a leg.
It's broken. So Amrale Nicha Lach Demechal Achli Kuli Alma Porta Demeshalim. It's good, better for me that I'm eating in this world with a good table. Vanan Aporta Demechaser. Otherwise, the table's broken. What does that mean? Right. Everyone's eating from a good table, and we're eating from an incomplete table. So Amrulay, my neb, what should I do? Boy, Rachme, Dishaklinu Minach. Davin, they should take that leg back. Let them have it back. Boy, Rachme, they davin, Dishakluhu, and Hashem took it back. Tana, you should just know, Gadol Hayaneis HaAchmon Yotzei Min HaRishon. The second nais is bigger than the first nais. Taking it back is bigger than giving it. You wouldn't think that. The Gemiri, the Miyav Yav, Mishakli Lo Shakli. Because Hashem gives, it doesn't always take it back. So the bigger nais, take it back. What exactly that means?
And have kids and no kids.
I don't know. I don't know.
You want to sacrifice, like, you want to say, well, my kids should starve and we'll have them in the next world.
I don't know. I don't know. These stories are not on super, this is superficial stories. We're reading stories. We're reading stories. We don't. There's a depth to the stories that we just don't know.
The balance too. Right?
We're not talking about a balance. There's a depth to the stories. It's not superficial stories. There's a depth to them. They weren't just here to tell you a story how they want the kids suffer. Yesterday was even worse, right? How a man treats his children. We don't understand those stories. They can't be taken at face value. Why are they written like this? Why are they in code, so to speak? They're not for everybody.
There's no moral, we don't know.
The moral is we don't know. I wish I knew.
No.
Chad Beis Shimshi, one time it was Erev Shabbos. So Rashi says, Kol Hechad Tani Beis Shimshi, Hainu Erev Shabbos. Whenever it says Beis Shimshi, Banish Marshal's time, it means Erev Shabbos. Lo Shamati Tam. I don't know why. So, I don't know why. Right?
Why what?
Why is the Badafka? This happens Erev Shabbos. Every time it says Beis Shimshi, it doesn't mean Tuesday afternoon. It means Friday afternoon. Why it says Rashi? I don't know why.
It's not relevant any other time.
Oh, that's a good part. You mean Friday?
Right.
That's exactly what the Rishonim say. What do you mean he doesn't know why? What does it matter what Tuesday afternoon is going on? What's the difference? Has no halachic relevance.
Well, the baby's born, a boy's born.
It has a relevance for Mincha also, right? And for Ma'ariv too. That doesn't really make a difference, right? That doesn't make a difference. Who cares? But Friday makes a big difference. Anyway, Chazir Librate Dahavish Ativa. He saw the daughter was very sad. Amale, BT, Lamai, Ativis. Why are you sad? Amale, because Kli Shal Chometz. The vinegar got, everyone knows the story. The vinegar got mixed up with the oil. And I put that into the lighter to light the Shabbos. I put in the vinegar. Why couldn't you take it out and put in the oil? I don't know.
It's too late, right?
What do you mean it's too late? What's the difference? The same person, the same God that said that oil should light, the vinegar can also light.
She put it in. I made a mistake. I put in the wrong thing. Switch it out.
I don't have an answer for that one. The Rishonim asked that question already. Why can't you switch?
We should have it.
Right. So Tana Hayadolek Baholech Kol Yom Kulo. It would lit the whole day. Achivim Menu Orla Havdala. It was even good for Havdala. Now, at face value, this story is a miracle. But normally vinegar can't light. And here, sure enough, it did. What is the meaning of it? What is the depth of it? It's just reading words.
No, maybe you say that everything is a miracle.
And Echonami, everything's a miracle. Badafka hit, we need a story from him. And this is a theme that they have 1,000 times over. Right? It's Kedai here to say what Rabbi Waxman once said. He said that if you don't know how to play a piano, and you sit down and try to play a piano, you just make noise. But if you know how to play a piano and you sit down, then it sounds beautiful. Same thing over here. We're sitting down. We're just making noise. We're just reading words. We don't really know. Not beautiful. We don't know what it means. We're sitting down. We're making words, making noise. Still it is. I said about the whole week. Right? It's the whole week of Agarata. It's a very rare thing. You have an entire week of just Agarata. What? Yeah. You hear what I'm saying? So just reading words. You gotta get upset. How can it be? I'm not upset. I don't understand it. Mechina Bedosa, Havi Lehanach Izi, had these goats. Amrule Kamafsidan. They're ruining the neighbor's fields. They're out of control. Amar, he said, E Kamafsidan, if it's true that they're ruining you, Nichlase Duve. Let the it doesn't mean bears, even though Dove is usually a bear, I think it means the wolves. The E Lo, and if not, Kal Khadavakhada Tesi Laurta Duba Bikarnayu. And if not, then the horns of the goats will have the wolf will be in the horns of the goat. In other words, the goat will kill the wolf, which is a very unusual thing to happen. Lord, that night, sure enough, I see kol chad v'chad, duba b'karnayu. Sure enough, every goat came home, there was a wolf in its horns. Havilei haish vivta.
Did you bring a ride from a nace? Like that? Like say, it sounds like
What? I don't know. Havilayahi shivivza the kabana beta. There was a woman, listen to this. There was a woman who built a house, right? Velo matu kishure, and the beams were too short. It didn't reach to the end of the house. So Ba'asa Kame Amrale, Binesi beat, I built a house, Velo Kamti Kishure, and the beams didn't reach the end of the house. Amale Mashmach, he said, what's your name? Amrale, Iku is my name. Amar, Iku Nimte Kishura. Iku, the beams should be the right size. Sure enough, Tana Higiu, Adjiyatza, Amalakan, Va'amalakan, they stretched an Am on each side. V'yesh Omer, Sanifin Asun. Others say it made layers. Either way, Tanu Plina Omer, Ani Risi, I saw that house. V'haya Karnosav, Yotas, Amalakan, Va'amalakan. Not only did it reach its side, it stuck out an Am on each side, you should know it was an ace. It was a 7 foot beam, and look at that, it's like 9 feet long. Wouldn't it be nice if you had such a trick? Yeah. Anyway, but Amrulli Bayezeh.
That's
why
he's here.
She gave the
guy a donation. This house, Shakira, Rabbi Yechina Bedosa, it's filoso. He was able to, he built it, it means a roof. The Shakira means a roof. He roofed it with his tefillah. Now, 1 second. Where did he have goats from? He was so poor. All of a sudden he has goats? Where did those goats come from? He was terribly poor. He was poor. You're not even allowed to have Behemadak in Eretz Yisrael because they run all over the place. So what was going on? I know. Amr of Pinchas, I'll tell you what happened. There was once a guy walking by, and he left a chicken there. Chickens. And the wife found the chickens. So Amala, I'll talk, don't be betayim, don't eat those eggs, because they're not yours. Baharbe betim v'tarna golem, they hatch a lot of eggs and a lot of chickens now. They couldn't handle it, it was causing them pain. Umachwan, they sold them, v'kana b'dmim ezim, they bought goats with the money. So what did they buy goats for? I don't know. Pamachas one time, over.
Less animals.
Less trouble.
I know, you're not supposed to have them.
She could have been.
And he took the goats. He took the goats back. The hein hein ize the asu the dobi bekanayo. These are the goats that had the wolves in their horns. These are those very same goats. Okay.
So how long got in terms of jumps of Aden?
There's all halachas about. There are halachas about that.
How does it work?
There are halachas.
You have to keep this.
Yeah. We'll learn it above Matiyah. And the guy who owns it has to pay you for it. You're gonna buy food for these goats, doesn't come off your cheshbon, it comes off the other guy.
So not only is he poor, he had to support these goats.
Right. Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas had dechika le milsa tuva. He was very poor. This is a great story. He was very poor. Avad milsa, he bloodlet, which in those days was something that they did for health. It wasn't like, you know, he would have some blood drive in some yeshiva lobby. No, it wasn't like that. They did it for health, right? V'lo have le midi letom, he had nothing to eat. Shakal Barah, he took garlic, the clove of garlic, the shadim of, he put it in his mouth, the chalash libei, he felt very bad, the nim, and he fell asleep. Also Rabban and Lishiyulebei, they went to go check up on him. Chaziyo de kabachi, the chayich, he laughed, he cried first, and he laughed. Benafak tutisa denura ma'afuse, and a spark came out of his forehead. Okay? Kitar, when he woke up, Amrule, my time of kabaches, bikachaches, why'd you laugh and why'd you cry? Amalu, tahachi, this is what happened. This is my dream. Ready for this dream? Tahavi Yasiv, imi hakadosh baruchu, I was sitting with Hashem, va'amrile, and I said to him, Ad Masay Etzdar Bahayalma, how long should I suffer in this world? What do you want for? I'm such a, so much. Vamali, he told me, Eliezer Bini, Eliezer my son, Nichalach the Afche La'alma B'Mesha, I'm going to turn the whole world over again. I'm going to go back and start over again. Efshar, the Misyaldis B'Shaita Dimizone. Maybe you'll have a different nozzle. It's pretty depressing. Right? Maybe it'll be different. Amr Lekameh, Kulei Hai Be'efsher? You're going to turn the whole world upside down? It's only a maybe? Right? You can't even guarantee it? Only maybe it'll be better? Right? Amr Lei, Dechayitve O Dechayena? So he said to him, Hashem, listen, let me ask you a question. Do I have more to live, or did I live already more? In other words, how many more years am I going to live? More than I've lived already, or not more than I lived already? So, Amalei, Dechayit. No, you've lived already most of your life. I'm not telling you when, but you lived already more than half. So, Amar Lekameh, Imkein Lo Be'ena. If so, big dad, then forget it. I already lived more than half my life, but forget it already. We'll make the whole world go back, and just for a maybe. Amali, Pahai Igra, Damarka, the Lo Be'ena, because of the reward that you said, then forget it already. I'll give you in the next world aparsimon dachyon. 13 rivers of pure aparsimon. Aparsimon is
balsam.
Ke pras vidiglas. Like not just little rivers like a tiny thing, you know. No, like the Euphrates, like the Tigris rivers. Dimat. You know Haba. Some say that's exactly why he mentioned a parsimon, because a parsimon only is a smell. It's not really, you can't really put your fingers on it here in this world. He's alluding to him that it's all a roughness to reward. Demaganas bahu, but you'll have enjoyment from it. That's why he smiled in his sleep when he was told that. Okay? Asa amri lekamei hai visulo. That's all I'm getting? That's it? Amali, my yavina. What, I should give you someone else's portion? Like, what do you want? So Amrale, Vana, Migabra Delesle Be'ene. I want the portions of people that are not worthy of getting Olam Haba. I want those portions. They're set aside for people, but they're not worthy. Those I'll take. When did he cry? Right? When he told him? When did he cry? Anyway, yeah, maybe. Umachyon ba'as tukla apusoi, and Hashem put his finger on his forehead. V'amar li, Eliezer b'ri geri lach be'geri. Right? Geri bach geri.
My
arrows have struck you, and that's why the fire flipped. I don't know. And that's why a spark flickered out of his forehead. Okay. Next. That's what?
That's all you have to say
about that. Well, I have anything. It's a fascinating story. It's a depressing story because he's so poor. And you hear all these stories that if you... It's a running question in people's lives. Like, I'm such a good person. Like, why is Hashem doing this to me? Right? So, imagine that Rabbi Lazar Ben Pedas, who's far greater than we'll ever be, right? His toenails are greater than us. He had the same problem. What does Hashem tell him? Maybe it could have been different. It's a very depressing situation, you know?
How do you accept the maybe from the rabbi?
Right, so what does that mean? Yeah. That means that, you know, this is your mazel and nothing you can do about it. And it doesn't. And it doesn't stop you from being a good person. It doesn't stop you from. You don't have kashis and you do what you're supposed to do. All right, so I'm poor. Amazing story. All right, Rav Chama Bar Chanina Gaza Tarnitza. He made a tainis below Asa Mitra, and it didn't rain. Amr Lei, but Rav Shua Ben Levi Gaza Tarnitza Vasi Mitra. Yeah, but Rav Shua Ben Levi made a tainis, it did rain. So Amr Lei, Ha Na Hai Bar Levi. What do you think I'm Rav Shua Ben Levi? I think I'm that Bar Levi. Amri La Danisi. Amri Lei. Danisi, Vinitzchavin Daiti. Let's go gather everybody in Davin. Efshar, maybe.
Ask him to come.
Efshar, the Tibri Tibur Labayu. Maybe that'll, his Davining, the Tibur, our hearts will break. To Asi Mitra, and it'll come rain. Below Asi Mitra, it didn't rain. Amalahu, Nichaluchu, Chiyavo, Matar, Bishvilenu. Don't you want it to rain for us? Amalo Haynes, and yet, Amar, Rakia, Kasi Panayach. Right? In other words, cover up yourself. In other words, let it have clouds. cover up your little clouds. This didn't happen. Amar, kama azim pnei rikia. Look how brazen the rikia is not listening to me. Oh, itzi, then it happened, but azim mitzvah, then it rained. Levi gazar tarnisa, lazily made a tarnis, v'lo azim mitzvah, didn't rain. Amar levana, ribona shalolam, alisa v'yashavta b'marom. You're up there in the heavens. Veinata marachim albanecha. You don't have any rachim on your people, on your children. Asim mitra, it rained. And not only that, itla, Levi became lame. Right? Amar Rabbi Lazar, lolom ayatiach adon dvar b'chaf melech. You shouldn't talk that way. Like, not, that's like, totally chutzpah to Hashem. Hashem, you're comfortable, Hashem? That's what he basically said. You're comfortable, I'm not comfortable. You're comfortable? Shaharei adam hitel, gadol hitel, hitiach dvar b'chaf melech itla. Somebody did that once, spoke like that to God, and he became lame. Umanu, who was that? Levi. It's Levi. It's like, just one second. V'ha garmali, that's what caused him to become lame? V'ha Levi ach ve'kida kameh derevi. Levi once demonstrated what kida, some kind of bowing on your son. What? A handstand, like bowing, some kind of thing. And because of that, itla, he became lame. So when you tell him that's a natural thing, this is supernatural. This is a punishment. That was it. You know, you do crazy things. You jump off the roof, you're going to get hurt. Right? So, no, the Gemara answer is a difficult answer. Havaha garmale. It both caused it. What does that mean? Both caused it?
The other place we said that story, didn't we come late? Did you give this story?
The Gemara answers the same kasha. The Gemara there answers the same kasha. That's what caused it? This is what caused it? The Gemara says, no, havaha, what does it mean, havaha garmale? They both caused it. What does that mean?
Because
he did this, when he did the kiddah, he became late.
Right.
That's the pshat.
It's interesting that all these stories we had the last 2 days.
Yeah.
Come talk to Rabbi Shlomo.
No, so he should.
And Levi gets punished.
I know. Did anyone talk worse than this?
Yeah. No, so he should think it came back.
Right. Exactly.
You should know that it's
a punishment. I have a question.
What?
Is a lot of water?
I don't know. I know.
I know.
Okay, next. Rav Chanina bar Luliani, Shaminu lahanach ananadik amri. He heard the clouds that were talking. They said, Nasi v'nitzvi maya ba'amon amov. Let's go bring rain to Amon and Moav. Let's go do that. So, Amar, lefanach, Ribono Shalom, ken Hashem natat the Torah la'am Yisrael, when you gave the Torah to us, chazarta al kol umos ha'olam. You went to every nation of the world, v'lo kiblu, nobody wanted it. The achshav atanosin lehem matar, now you're bringing them rain? So, shadu hacha. Come over here to give us rain. So shadu adu chtaihu. So it rained in their place. In their place, right? What?
In
Eretz Yisrael.
Still difficult
Gemara. Oh, the whole world never has rain. Every nation that rejected the Torah doesn't get rain. Right? What does that mean? Darash Rav Chiya bar Lulyani. My desiv. What does it mean when it says tzadik atama yifrach? A tzaddik will sprout like a date. Ke'erez ba'levanon, like a cedar in Lebanon, yisgeh, which is some kind of sprouting. Right?
Grow tall.
So what's why did he tool? So im nemar, katamar. If it says like a date, lama nemar ke'erez. Why does it say cedar? Im nemar erez, lama nemar tamar. Why? So good, it's like this. Ilu nemar tamar, v'lo nemar erez. If it only would have said date and not Erez, Hayisi Omar would have said, Ma Tamar, just like a Tamar if you cut it down. In Gizomachlif, its stump does not regrow. Af Tadachas v'shalom, in Gizomachlif, it doesn't regrow. V'kach Nemar Erez, that's why it says a cedar tree. Vilu Nemar Erez, if it only would have said a cedar tree, V'lo Nemar Tamar, and it wouldn't have said a date tree, Hayisi Omar, I would have said Ma Erez, just like a date, just like an Erez, a cedar, Eino Sepeiros. It doesn't make payros. Tzadikas v'shalom ainos the payros. So to tzadikas v'shalom also doesn't make payros. B'kach nemar tamar. That's why it says tamar. V'nemar erez. And that's why it says both. Okay, both ideas. Now the Gemara says v'erez gizlo machlif. 1 second. And the erez grows back. That's what we imply. You cut it down, it grows back. Not true. V'tanya halokeach ilim echaveiro lakutz. If you make a deal with someone, you're going to buy the tree. He says, you can't go to my yard, take that tree over there, cut it down, take the wood, the bark, and it'll grow back. So, lakut migabaihu, menakarka, tefach. You have to leave a tefach on the karka. I don't know how true this is because trees don't grow back. So I'm not sure what this means. But if you cut down the tree, you have to leave a tefach. Kotech besadin ashikma, shnei tefachim. If you cut down this tree, you have to leave two tefachim. Begafanim min apakaku lamaila. And if it's a vine from some marker, some pakak, some knot on the tree or something, and above that you have to leave. Bidikalim, uba arazim. What if it's a dekel or an erez, that's akasha erez. Chofer lamato mashrish. You can cut off even the root. Why? It's not going to grow back. So what do you mean that we just said, here it says it's not going to grow back, and we just said a minute ago it is going to grow back. What's the answer? The answer is there are different kinds of cedar trees. Some grow back and some don't. Hacha b'yaskin and b'shar mini arazim. We're talking about the other ones. Kidraba bar huna. Amaraba bar huna. Asara mini arazim. There are 10 different types of cedar trees. Shinamar, like it says, etin b'midbar eres shita hadas. And the pasuk continues. Eight, shemen, asim, barra. Okay, fine. So there are 10. So some grow back and some don't. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, another story. Maiseh b'Rabbi Eliezer. There was a story with Rabbi Eliezer. Shagazar shalosh eshu tanios al atzibur. He made 13 fasts. V'loyodim b'achrona. V'loyodim gisham. It didn't rain. B'achrona, at the end, hischil hatzibur laseis. Everybody started to leave. Like, we're sitting in shul all day for 13 days. Something's going on. So Aralehem, he said to them, Takantem kavartem atzmechem. Might as well go dig your own graves already. Go dig your graves. Nothing else to do. Nothing to eat. Go dig your graves. Go call on b'bchia. Everyone heard that. It started to cry. And v'yardu gishamim. And it started to rain. Right? So by the way, you said to me before that all these stories, everyone goes there fast, and it doesn't help. So what always works? What always works is the heartfelt davening. That always works. Right? Oh my goodness, I have to dig a grave for myself. Oh, now it'll rain.
You could have said that to Moses.
What? I know. Right? Shuv, Maisa, there's also a famous story. Maisa, Rebbe Eliezer, Shiar Delefne HaTeva, that he was in front of the Teva, in front of the Bima. Vamar, Esher Varba Brachas. He said 24, right? We have 18, 6 extra, nothing happened. Velo Nana, Yard Rebbe Akiva Achrav, Rebbe Akiva came down. Vamar, Avinu Malkenu. Ain lano melech alata. Avinu malkeinu. Lamancha rachem aleinu. V'yardu gishamim. And it started to rain. Right? Look at that. Havim miranani rabbanon. The rabbanon was saying, look at this. Rabbi Eliezer couldn't pull it off. And Rabbi Akiva pulled it off. Yotz abas kol amra. Lo mabnei shezeh gadol mizeh. Not because one's greater than the other. Ela shezeh mavra midosav. V'zeh ain mavra midosav. Rabbi Eliezer was not mavra midosav. And Rabbi Akiva was Mavram Midosav. So that means he's greater. Says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter that he's greater. Says, no, he's not. Two answers to this question. One answer is he's not greater. Rabbi Eliezer, it's a different approach, different personalities. Rabbi Eliezer was more of a kapton, and Rabbi Akiva was more of a vatron. Doesn't mean one's greater or worse. It means in this particular situation, the vatron was better.
Now, who do you want to emulate?
What? If you don't like that answer,
unless it's not in Sarah, because he refused to
do it. Right, because he was a vatron. He was a kapton. He was b'machmer on things. But that's not true, because there's a place in the world for a kaptonus as well. There is, especially if you're a gadol. If you don't like that answer, I'll give you another answer. The other answer is as follows. They were the same. But Rabbi Akiva worked harder to get where he was, because he started off behind the eight ball. Even though they were the same, He came from nothing. He didn't even have olive base. Really, there's a group of firm person. Say, he became a Gadol Hadar. Amazing. Rabbi Akiva had much more to travel to get to the same spot. So one's not greater than the other now. Right now, they're both equal. But at some point, Rabbi Akiva's journey was much harder, and therefore, it's unbelievable.
But ignoring the answer.
What?
Not
right now, right. Maravam Midosev. It took him so much. You don't have to overcome. You know about Shuba has to overcome to get here? Right, now a class of Bible does it. You know, he had to overcome all the Burger Kings and all that. It's a much greater Nisayan. Right? As the Gemara says, where about Shuba stands, 80 kids stand there. Right now, at this moment, they're both the same. Both equal. Both Gedolim, unbelievable. It's an unbelievable part. Rabbi Akiva had so much more to travel to get here. So does that mean it's better? So we all, you know, then they have the other vort that Yitzchak was answered because he's a tzaddik ben tzaddik and Rivka was a tzaddik ben Rasha. So tzaddik ben tzaddik is in a way has a milah, right? So you have to balance those two ideas. How you balance them out, always I'm not 100% sure. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Ad Matzah Yigishavim Yardin Vatir Poskim Matar Nisam. How long do you have to fast? How long? When can you stop fasting already? When the rain comes? How long? Kimale Berech Hamacharesha. When the rain goes so deep into the ground, like the threshing tools, like the plow, exactly. Dear Rabbi Meir, Cham Omrim B'chareva. That B'chareva, if it's dry earth, a tefach. Beinan is if it's a regular earth, tefachayim, two tefach deep, and ba'avoda, and if it's worked already, shlosh tefachim, three tefach deep. Tanya, I'm sure Ben Elazar Omer, ain lecha tefach m'mayla. You don't have a tefach opening up in heaven. She ain't tatahom yotze likroso shlosha tvachim, where the water on the earth doesn't grow up to meet it three tvachim. Not sure what that means. I vatayit tvachayim, but a different member says two tvachim. Lo kasha kan ba'avuda kan b'she'ein avuda. Depends if it's worked or not the land. Sometimes it's three tvachim, sometimes it's two tvachim. Amar Rabbi Elazar. When we pour water on Sukkot, Tahom, Omer Lachavero, the Tahom says to his friend, which is who's his friend, the Amayim Elyonim, Abba Memecha, bring forth your water, call Shnei Reim, Ani Shomea. Like Hashem says, I hear the sounds of two friends. Shneimar, Tahom El Tahom, Korel Lakal Sinarecha. Omer Rabba, Ludidi Chazili Hai Ridya. I once saw this angel named Ridya. He's an angel on the water. I saw him once. Dame le igla. He looked like a calf. Upirsa svase. His lips were separated. The kaima be tahoma tatal tahoma ilah. And he stood between the upper tahom and the lower tahom. The tahoma ilah amale. To the upper tahom he said, chasar memecha. Pour forth your water. The tahoma tatoi amale. And to the lower tahom he said, Abba memecha, bring up your water. Shenemar hanitzarim niru ba'aretz. Okay, you understand that story? What? Hayim is anin. Then we said like this: Hayim is anin v'yardu gesham kodem etzachama. Let's say it was raining, and that there was a fast today, and in the middle of the fast, it's asked to pour. So can we start eating? Right. So Tana Rabbanan, Hayim is anin. Let's say you're fasting. Yard the Gisham and it starts to rain. Kodem etachama, if it's already starting to rain before etachama, lo yashlimu, you don't have to fast. Lachan etachama, yashlimu, you have to fast. Divei Rav Meir.
Didn't we just say it's a matter of measurement?
Huh?
We just said a moment ago that it's a matter of measurement. It's one cloud.
Yeah, I hear you. There are different opinions. Before chatzos, no. Before chatzos, yes. After chatzos, no longer can you. You have to still fast. Rabbi Yossi Omar, kodem teisha shos lo yashlimu. If it's before 9 hours, you don't have to fast. Lachat teisha shos after 9 hours yashlimu. Shkei matzinu ba'achav melech Yisrael, because you find by Achav that Elio told him when he gave Elio gave him Musar that he took the vineyards of Navos Hayizraeli sheis ane miteisha shos ulmaila. He fasted from 9 hours and on, which is the time when Elio came to talk to him. Shinemar Haroisa Kinichna Achav. Okay.
Is he in Russia?
Yeah, but he's still fasted. He's a complex person. Have you heard the what? He's a complicated guy. He's got a lot of. He was an Ovid of Odazar, but he also worshipped Hashem. He's a funny guy. Yeah, he wasn't such a simple guy. Elio comes and gives him Muslim, he's a Makabalit. Have you heard him see a Gota Tanisa? Have you heard him see it was Gota Ratanis? If you are Dugulhem Gishamim. After Netzacham, it started to rain, so he thought to himself, I gotta keep on fasting. No, the cutoff is Chatzos. So it stopped fasting before it started raining before Chatzos, he could stop eating. Shmuel HaKotten got to Tanitza. Shmuel HaKotten made a fast. It started to rain. Before Netzacham. Kitzavur ma'am lomar shimcho shel sibru. Everybody went, look at this. We made a fast. And before even the sun rose, it started to rain. Look at that. Amalehem, nah. Emshalachal mashal ma'adav dav. I'll tell you like what it is. Le'eved shemavakesh pras b'rabo. The Eved comes to ask something for the king. But Amalehem, the king says, Tenulo, give him already. I didn't want to talk about Al Yishman b'kolo. I didn't want to see this guy. Just give what he wants. Same thing. Hashem says, we'll make a fast. Hashem says, you know what? I'll make it right. I don't even want to hear your tefillos. However, the exact opposite story. Shuv, Shmuel HaKotan Gaza today. So once upon a time I made a tainus. And when did it start to rain? At the end of the day. They wanted to say, listen to this. It's a Shavach. Right? We davened the whole day. The whole day we davened and fasted. And look at that, it rained at the end of the day. Is that wonderful? It's not a good thing. That's like the servant wants something from the king. You go to the back of the line. When I finish everything else, then I'll deal with you. You're the last on my list. Same thing I said. At the end of the day, I'll make it rain. So then, if that's the case, if both of them, then Shmuel HaKotan, Shivchot Shal Tzibur Hechi Dami, then what is a Sheva? What is a good thing? No good here. So Amar, he told him like this, Mashav Ruach, Nashav Zika. You say the words Mashav Ruach, the winds come. Amar, Morad Hageshem, Asa Mitra. You say Morad Hageshem, and the rains come.
He had something yesterday, did
that. Yes, that's a good thing.
Well, anything short of that is...
Anything short of that is no good, because you always have a reason why it's no good. Okay. Maisa, we're going to finish the parak now. Maisa, there was a story. The guys were tyrants for Lud. They made a tyrants in Lud. And what does the Mishnah say? It rained before Chatzos. They ate. And then they said Halal. Hal HaGadol. Hal HaGadol is not Halal. Hal HaGadol is Hodol Hashem Kito. That Tehillim. The name of Halal Meikara. Why didn't they say Halal right away? Amar Abayev Amar Tavayu. Lefisha ain't Omrim Halal HaGadol. Ela Al Nefesh Shaveya the Keres Malaya. You only say Hal HaGadol when you're nice and full and besimcha. Any, is that true? For Rav Papa, Ikla Lebe Kinishta, the Abi Govar, but he went to that shul, the Gaza Tanisa, and he made a fast, the Yardu Lehem Geshamim, Ad Chatzos, right? But Omar Hal, Vachakach, Achlu Vishasu, over there in that story, first they said Hal, then they ate. Shiny Bene Mechuza, and that was different over there, Mechuza. You know why? The Shechichi Bushich was, a bunch of drunks. So we're gonna look to eat first. They're not going to ever say Halal. They're never going to say it. Because they're all going to be so partying so much. A bunch of party people. So first, they'll say Halal. Then let them go eat. Hadron Allah, say the Tainas Elu. Hadron Allah, say the Tainas Elu. Hadron Allah, say the Tainas Elu. And tomorrow we begin. That's it. Tomorrow is not really Agadata. Tomorrow we start talking about the 3 weeks and the 9 days and Shivasa Batamas. And Tisha B'Av. All right? But we'll end off on a good note because that's how you end off everything. All right? Everyone have a very good day. And we'll see you guys tomorrow.